This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian forces reported Monday heavy Russian shelling and attempts to advance on several towns in the eastern region of Donetsk that has become a key focus of the near six-month war. But they also report they repelled many of those attacks. They also report attacks in areas of southern Ukraine, including towns of Kherson and Mykolaiv. The report from the Ukraine's Army General Staff cited tank fire and aerial attacks in towns to the east and south of Zaporizhia. Tensions have been high around Zaporizhia's nuclear power plant, with the two sides continuing to accuse each other of firing weapons near the plant. Russia captured the facility in March, shortly after it invaded Ukraine. The plant's operator reported the facility was at risk of violating radiation and fire standards after a surge in rocket fire in the last week. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says there's a real risk of a nuclear disaster unless the fighting stops and inspectors are allowed inside. A United Nations chartered ship loaded with 23,000 metric tons of Ukrainian grain sailed Sunday from the Ukrainian port of Pivdeni in Yuzhny, east of Odessa, and is headed for Djibouti, where the grain will be unloaded and transferred to Ethiopia under the UN's World Food Program initiative. Ukraine's Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrikov noted the significance of the event.
All three Odessa seaports joined to Black Sea Grain Initiative. Today is important day, first of all, because first vessel we see Brave Commander staying for the loading of Ukrainian grain. It's first ship which will be the part of United Nations World Food Program.
This is VOA News. China's military said it carried out more exercises near Taiwan Monday as a group of U.S. lawmakers visited the Chinese claimed island and met with President Tsai Ing-wen in what Beijing said was an infringement on its sovereignty. The five U.S. lawmakers, led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, arrived in Taipei on an unannounced visit late Sunday, the second high-level group to visit following that of U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi in early August, which set off several days of Chinese war games. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command, the Chinese military unit responsible for the area adjacent to Taiwan, said it had organized multi-service joint combat readiness patrols and combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan Monday. The exercises were a stern deterrent to the United States and Taiwan continuing to play political tricks and undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. The latest government figures show Japan's economy is growing with signs of revived consumer spending. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Japan is reporting 2.2% annual growth in the April to June quarter, according to preliminary government estimates released today, with private consumption jumping to 4.6%. A revised estimate for the first quarter put growth for the world's third largest economy as flat. That's an upgrade from an earlier reading of a half a point contraction. After keeping its borders closed to most travelers throughout the pandemic, Japan has slowly begun reopening to tourism. Meanwhile, business has returned more or less to normal after voluntary restrictions were eased. Families are venturing out and spending more, even as coronavirus infection rates rise. Experts attribute the record highs in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks to a greater availability of tests, more transmissible variants, and many Japanese being under-vaccinated, even though shots are readily available. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran's foreign ministry on Monday denied any Iranian involvement in the stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. A ministry spokesman told journalists the Iran considers no one deserves blame and accusations except him and his supporters. Rushdie's agent said Sunday that while the author faced a long recovery, his condition is headed in the right direction. Rushdie's son, Zafar Rushdie, said in a statement, though his life-changing injuries are severe, his usual feisty and defiant sense of humor remains intact. An attacker repeatedly stabbed Rushdie Sunday as he was about to deliver an address on artistic freedom at the Chautauqua Institution in western New York State. Hadi Matar, the man accused of attacking Rushdie, pleaded not guilty Saturday in charges of attempted murder and assault. He's being held without bail. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian forces reported Monday heavy Russian shelling and attempts to advance on several towns in the eastern region of Donetsk that has become a key focus of the nearly six-month war.